Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Nah, that's the church I know. Come on, come on. Let's give God the praise this morning. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to be here this morning with my wife and daughter. I love Shiloh so very much, and I love your pastor because your pastor is a man of great love. He's a man who cares deeply for folks. He loves people no matter where they come from. And he is an individual that can become a friend real quickly. Amen. Amen. You can't say that about every pastor. Amen. I know how hard he works in this place, out of this place, in other continents, and in my own native country, Liberia, where he has become a Liberian citizen by his behavior and his action. I'm grateful to be here because I shared with him that C. Levi Martin Ministry, which is a ministry my family and I carry out, we embarked upon the Toys Drive to Liberia last year and preaching ministry of reconstruction and reconciliation. And God opened doors for us that we could not even anticipate. Brought the president to hear us preach on watch night, brought the ambassador for the United States to come and hear us and invite us and be at the embassy and open doors. Now we're planning to go back again. And Darrell said, well, why don't you come and preach and let us be a support to your work this December. So I am just happy to be here. I'm just happy to bring a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My wife usually gets on my case to study and prepare, but the more I thought about coming here, the less prepared I get because the Holy Spirit just flooding me with all kinds of stuff. Amen. Amen. So if you see I don't pick up any paper this morning, I'm just relying on him to help me. Amen. Amen. And I just want to try this song. I heard him play it at one Black Issues convention. I heard you play that song. Could you turn that song up for me this morning? I like to get a little warm in the song. Amen. The word said the Lord inhabits the praise of his saints. And gentlemen, if you know it, help me on the background. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you're the center.
I can't get that pitch. Holy day, it's a little too high for me. I'm going to do it with you.
All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
One more time, help me.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light
when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shadows all my fear. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. You're the center of my joy. Good and perfect come from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the stream. Voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dream. Jesus, you're the center of that's good and perfect come from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center.
Hallelujah. Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. We turn it all to you right now, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord. Hide me behind your cross, that only you will be seen. Oh, now, oh Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Prepare the hearts of your people to receive your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
As we drove here this morning, I began to ponder a psalm my mother taught me as a child. Psalm 91. If you have your Bibles, will we turn to that this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 91. It reads, "He that dwelleth," hallelujah, "in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Let us read it together. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Hear this out. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will be with him on high because he had known my name. He shall call upon me and I will. He shall call upon me and I will. I will what? I will answer him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Turn to your neighbor. Look him in the eye. Look at somebody.
I see you doing it.
Hello? Look at somebody. In fact, better still, if you're near enough, hold them by the hand.
That's right.
All right. Now tell your neighbor, say, call him.
Call him.
He'll answer.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Look him in the eye one more time. Look her in the eye. Say, call him.
Call him.
He'll answer.
Amen.
All right.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Call him.
Amen.
Call him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My. I want to preach a simple message this morning. Call him. He'll answer. Many of us in our lives, we go through difficulties. We go through vicissitudes. We go through cycles. Sometimes we're up. Sometimes we're down. Sometimes it seems like all hell has broken loose on us. And then we remember to pray. The Word of God says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And every time we prayed, we somehow seen God to come through. I like what the old mamas used to say in church. They said, he may not come when you want him. But he comes right on time.
Yes.
David is making it declarative to us because David is speaking out of the life experience. Sometimes we go through things and we forget what God has done in the past. We look at where we're standing now. And the difficulty is so great and it seems so obvious and so impossible. We forget that the same God who brought us out yesterday is able to bring us out today. And so we forget to call him and we get so frustrated. We pull the cover of our head. We get depressed. David is speaking out of his life experience. He has had encounter with God as a young man. He understood that while he was there, the shepherd boy, when destruction came on the sheep, he was able to call God and able to handle the lion and the bear. When the children of Israel were going through the destruction and the Philistine giant, Goliath stood up and there God, he understood through prayer that he was able to say to the Goliath, who are you to challenge Yahweh, the God of my salvation? You see, some of us today are facing a Goliath. We're facing a giant in our life and in our situation, and we want to pull the covers over our head. We want to get depressed. We want to cry. We want to die. David says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Some of us need to find the secret place. Amen. The secret place is where you meet God in prayer. Jesus had disciples who were with him, and some folks came to Jesus, disciples, and they could not heal. Are you with me? And those who brought their relatives and loved ones for healing and could not get it from the disciples wanted to know why. Jesus had to make it clear, some things come through prayer and fasting. If you're going to be strong in God, you must find a place where you can conversate with God. You can find a place where you can commune with him, where you can talk with your Father. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father, he's your Father. Some of us are wayward children because we never have conversations with our fathers. We need to talk with our Father. We need to have a conversation with our Father. We used to say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about your troubles. He'll make it all right. He'll fix it for you. Folks, if you need help, if you need a way out, some of you maybe never had a need to call on God, but I know what I'm talking about. I had a need to call on him in my life. It says that if you call him, he will answer. But you see, you got to know him to call him. You don't call people you don't know for help. Hallelujah. It says, my help cometh from the Lord. Whose Lord? My Lord, who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. If you call on God, he will answer. Why will he answer? Because it is his wish, it is desire that none should perish. He wants to give us good gifts. The enemy don't want you calling on God. The enemy don't want you calling that name. Because the Bible says there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that he is Lord. He's a way maker out of no way. Folks, I can testify in my life, I would not be here today without that name. I need some water here. Three years ago, I'm
driving on 130. Didn't see the truck. Didn't see the truck. I must have been going at least 65. Didn't see the truck. When I did see it, brakes couldn't help me. I found myself saying one name. All I had time to say was Jesus. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will be with him in trouble. Huh? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The car was destroyed beyond repair. My hands were crippled. These hands were crippled. My daughter had to feed me. I could not wear clothes in my house because I couldn't zip up anything. Couldn't hold a spoon. Couldn't walk. When I walked, my knees would buckle and I would be in the yard. I wouldn't want my wife to see me because when I walk, I fall. And when the doctor saw me, he says, "We got to operate on the hand." I says, "Yes, Lord, I know that." And then he says, "We got to operate on the knee." And I said, "Jesus didn't tell me that." I knew that because I had a conversation with him. Amen. He'll lead you. He'll talk to you if you talk to him. He'll talk to you back. If you let him know your troubles, he'll show you the way out. If you let him know your needs, he'll fix it. Because he's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's a way out of no way. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's water when I'm thirsty. He's my rooftop in the rain. He's my foundation. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's a doctor in the sick room. Hey, yeah. Hallelujah. I call him. I call him in my distress. I call him in my grief. I call him in my pain. And he answered. He answered. He'll answer for you. He'll answer for you. But in order for him to answer for you, he got to know you. My sheep hear my voice. They know me. And they follow me. Folks, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land. But we got to turn. We got to turn. From darkness to a marvelous light. Turn from hatred and learn to love. I want to let you know that God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And folks, when you talk to him, when you talk to him, believe what you ask for. Some folks ask, but they doubt. I love what the psalmist says. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek ye the Lord while he might be found. For the Spirit of God will not always dwell with men. Jesus didn't make it hard. He says, just ask. 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 You have not because you ask not. It's ask, right? A. Ask. S. Seek. K. Not. A. S. K. Ask. Seek. Knock. Huh? Huh? Because if you're not, he'll open the door. If you seek him, you'll find him. He says, if your earthly father knows to give you good gifts, what more of your heavenly father? If you ask for bread, I will not give you a scorpion. Ask what you will, and the Lord will give it to you. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. Now that I'm going to share this. Oh, folks, y'all don't know this thing. When I say call on him, he'll answer. I don't know what your situation is. I've seen God raise up the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Came from Liberia. Doctor told me and told my wife she had breast cancer. Oh, yeah. The devil's a liar. The Bible says he come to steal, to rob, and to destroy.
That's right.
But I come to tell you, in our mouths lies the power of life and the power of death. Doctors said, you got breast cancer. And we got stunned for a minute. Some folks like to act like, you know, they got so much faith that when things hit, they don't get stunned. Huh? If breast cancer don't make you get stunned, you got a problem. You're not all there. But then we sat down and we look at cancer and we look at God. And then we begin to speak to the cancer. And then have a conversation with God. In my distress, I call upon him, and he answered. We said, God, we want you to arrest this cancer right where it is. Let it not decrease. And Lord, we're going to get it out. But Lord, we want no chemo. My wife is here, cancer free. Why? Why? Because we call on God and we spoke to the situation. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. We said, Lord, we don't want it spread. They check all the lymph nodes negative. They call back and said, yeah, it was cancer, but it wasn't one that was so aggressive. You know why it wasn't aggressive? Because we arrested it in the name of Jesus. We took the power out of it. Jesus made it clear. He says, if a strong man comes in your house and takes over, who's strong? It's the man who can come in and take over. God can take over any situation. Now, I want to speak to somebody who's got a problem with their marriage right now and think it's going to fall apart. It's all over. No, no. If you say it's over, it's over. But if you say God will hold it together, for he's the center of our joy, he will. Somebody's been looking for a job and want to quit and want to give up. I'm telling you, you start talking to Jesus. Tell him exactly what you want. Stop talking to friends. Stop talking. Tell him what you want. Call for it. Call for it. First, I've been with my wife. We sat down. Not only we call for the job we want, we call for the salary. Oh, y'all ain't know what I'm talking about. Yes, you can. Call him. He'll answer. Daniel called him in the lion's den. And he answered. Made the lion his pillow. Hallelujah. Laid on that bad boy when he needed some air. He said, come on, lion, use the tail to fan him and give him some air. Hallelujah. God will do that. He'll make your enemies your footstool. Come on, somebody. I need somebody who can call on God today. Because he'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. But you got to call so he can answer. 2,000 years ago, we were headed for damnation with no hope. With no hope. Jesus left his royal throne in glory, put down the royal diadem, picked up himself, dressed himself in hair and teeth and flesh and skin, and came into the world as a tiny baby. The wise men followed the star, but the star followed Jesus. If you want to be a star, follow Jesus. If you want to be all that you can be, follow Jesus. If you want to overcome that mountain in your life, right today. It doesn't have to wait until tomorrow, folks. This is the day. This is the day. You turn it over to him. You call him right now. And he'll turn it around. Can the church say amen? Amen. I believe right now in my spirit that there's some people who got some challenges. You want to pray about it right now. Look, God can fix it for you. Will you just run down and come with, let me pray for 2 minutes. That's all I need. 2 minutes. If you want God to do something for you, I mean do something, you know what it is. Somebody need healing. Oh, I told you what he can do. Will you come? Will you come?
Amen, amen.
Come.
Amen.
Come. 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 This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your hour. This is an opportunity. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But you must come with an expectation. You must come with an expectation. Come knowing that it will be done. Come knowing it's already done. Come knowing it's already done. We must speak to those things that are not as though they are. Mama. Hallelujah. 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 Oh Lord. Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh mama. We come in the name of Jesus. Lord, because we know that there is nothing too hard for you. You come, Lord, to make our burden light. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on your people in obedience to your word. The elders will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I can't touch everyone, but you can. And, Father, it's not my touch, but your touch. In the name of Jesus. Lord, open doors. Lord, open windows. Lord, provide. Lord, make the burden high. Lord, Lord, fix that court situation. Lord, I see a courtroom. Hey. Jesus is your lawyer. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Be thou made whole. There is nothing that can defeat you. There's nothing that can defeat you. The victory is already won in the name of Jesus. The victory is already won in the name of Jesus. Where you're standing right now, what it is that you desire, I want you to just speak it out to the Lord. Remember, what you speak will come to pass. Call him. Tell him exactly what you desire. Lord, you know the desires of their heart. We come to you believing and receiving it right now. Lord, do it for them. Do it for them. Do it for them. Do it right now. I'll bear it. You may return to your seats. Give it to me. I'll share it. There's a need in your life. I would take it if you don't let. Give it to me.
Give it to me, I bear it. Give it to me, I share it. There's a need in your life, I would take it if you'd only give it to me. Give it to me, I'll bear it. Give it to me, I'll share it. There's a need in your life, I would take it if you'd only give it to me.